The abduction phenomena, Dr. David Jacobs, give me your thoughts on him.
Well, one of the most amazing statements in the interview from Dr. Jacobs is when I asked him, I said, when did you start to realize that this might be real? And it was a period of time after he was interviewing people who had allegedly been abducted. And, of course, you know, it may be one or two of these people, and you kind of go, oh, well, you know, people are that's kind of coincidental. But after like six or a dozen or two dozen or whatever, at some point there was a tipping point. And he, this is the quote, I'm going to read it directly. This is from Dr. Jacobs, and he says, I went into sort of a shock tailspin. I said to myself, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, repeatedly for about 6 months. Then I began to get over the shock, and eventually it became routine for me, if that's imaginable. In other words, there was a tipping point where he understood or began or realized, the light bulb went off, that this isn't like sleep paralysis or this is the real deal. This is really happening. And, of course, the further he got into it, it's just a fascinating interview. And he's real candid, you know, all through it. And I know you've interviewed him before, obviously. Mm-hmm. Been on the show probably many times. But he's, in my opinion, he looks at the what's going on specifically with the abduction phenomena and the breeding program that he believes, of course, is happening. And he believes now that the breeding program has reached a point, probably a tipping point, where the hybrids can pass as humans. You can't tell anymore. And this, of course, is very unnerving. And he looks at it. He's not sure, you know, whether it's benevolent or malevolent. I think he kind of weighs in. He doesn't have a good feeling about it. Let's put it that way.
No, he feels there could be something sinister here.
Yeah.
And he's one of the few, Lynn, that feels that way. But the fact that he's so well respected and so credentialed at what he does, it kind of makes you wonder.
Well, it does. Of course, I weigh in with him on that. I mean, I side with him on that, I should say, completely. I think that what we're looking at, and of course I'm tipping my hand here probably a little too early, but I think that it's part of a coming great deception, and I think what we're looking at, and you know, it's funny, when I walk through the whole idea of abductions with people, I say, let's just look at it. Let's just, you know, strip it away and look at it. You're abducted in every country on the planet. That's an offense. You can be put in prison for abducting someone against their will. Then they perform sexual experiments on you against your will. And, you know, what if you're like a minor? What if you're like 14 or 12, which one of the people I interviewed, Karina Sable, she's been abducted since she was a little girl. So now we literally have sexual molestation, which, again, is punishable.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So, and this is across the board in every culture.